Welcome all, I'm Parker Butler, and this is the 18th week of the LibertyWingspan.com politics podcast. This weekly podcast, I'll talk about some of the top political stories of the week and discuss my thoughts on those stories and more. If anyone would like to share their opinions or suggest a topic, you can email us at LibertyWingspanStaff@gmail.com. So this week will be another one dedicated solely to the Trump-Russia developments that have occurred this week. You know, I'd like to discuss a wider range of political issues, but the news that is increasingly surrounding the White House simply cannot be ignored. We've reached the point this week where impeachment is an actual, foreseeable possibility. And this week, we had two major stories. Firstly, we found out that Donald Trump revealed classified intelligence information pertaining to ISIS to the Russian foreign minister in the Oval Office. This intel was discovered and shared with the U.S. by an ally of ours, and we now know that that ally was Israel. Trump gave this information to Russia without Israel's permission. The president is allowed to give and declassify classified information if he chooses. This issue is not really a matter of legality, but rather ethics. The president should not give this intelligence information to another country without express permission from the ally who supplied it originally, which he did not in this case. Intelligence gathering is a very important aspect of diplomacy. In fact, according to ABC News, Trump's disclosure endangered a spy who was placed inside of ISIS by Israel. So this was what seemed to be the big story this week, which broke on Monday, following the Comey firing last week. But it was only the beginning. On Tuesday, the New York Times reported that, according to a written memo by former FBI Director James Comey, immediately after a meeting with Donald Trump, Trump asked Comey to stop an investigation into General Michael Flynn, the former National Security Advisor who came under fire and was eventually fired for his what seems to be illegal financial ties to foreign interests such as Turkey. Now, apparently during the meeting, before Trump requested this of Comey, Trump asked Vice President Pence and Attorney General Jeff Sessions to leave the room, which does not make him look very innocent. We also now know that there are more of these Comey memos of his meetings with Trump, and Congress is currently pushing for Comey to testify publicly. And for the final piece of information this week, the Department of Justice has appointed a special counsel to oversee the investigation of this Russia probe led by Robert Mueller, who was the FBI director before James Comey. The investigation is real, and it's likely criminal, and this could go to court. Impeachment is no joke, but these Comey memos, if true, show that Trump really has no shame in abusing his power, and this is likely some form of obstruction of justice. If impeachment does happen, and I'm not saying that it will, but it's worth discussing what it would look like. Obviously, Mike Pence would become president, and from a progressive or liberal point of view, this would be worse in terms of policies. Republicans in Congress certainly like Mike Pence and would almost certainly get more done under a Pence administration. Certainly, Americans could feel safer with a more competent leader, but it also means that the socially conservative, which I would call extremist ideas that Pence holds, could come to national fruition. And it's really a double-edged sword. And from a political perspective, it would be more beneficial for Democrats if Trump were impeached after the midterms in 2018. Now, this is all speculation, and for some, like myself, wishful thinking. But whether or not you think Trump and/or his advisors are compromised, the Trump-Russia issue is not going away anytime soon. In fact, it's only getting worse for Trump. Almost daily, it seems like there's a new crisis and a renewed interest in this issue, and it's important to keep things like this bipartisan. Republicans, as difficult as it is to investigate their own party's president, have got to stand up. And, well, we will see where this goes from here. Anyways, that's it for the political podcast this week. Again, if you'd like to send us your opinions or suggest a topic, you can email us at LibertyWingspanStaff@gmail.com. I'm Parker Butler, and thank you for listening.